This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Today, I want to share with you an email I received from a listener about the expectations we put on ourselves as women and as mothers and releasing old beliefs. Here it is. Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for your amazing podcast and book. I've just finished reading it and it has changed me in so many ways. I wanted to ask a question for your podcast if I could. I was wondering if you could speak about the expectations we have on ourselves to be the perfect mother, wife, daughter, friend, superwoman. I can see that I am really, really hard on myself for not living up to these expectations, but I don't know how to let them go. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks so much, Mimi. I love this email from Mimi because this would have to be one of the biggest things that I talk about in my book, but also in the Reconnect program. This expectation we have on ourselves as women to be all and do all of the time, and how hard we are on ourselves when we don't live up to these unrealistic expectations. I remember last year, sitting in a workshop by Caroline Mace, one of the most profound authors on energy and healing and the power of thoughts, and she said that our greatest suffering comes from our fantasies. And what she meant was that the fantasy that we have in our mind of what our life should look like is the source of our greatest suffering. When we set ourselves this expectation, this belief, this story that things are meant to look a certain way and turn out a certain way, we are in resistance to what life is really about, which is going with the flow and learning and growing. And that was such a moment for me when I was sitting there. It was one of those, as Oprah would say, light bulb moments. Wow, yes. That fantasy that you have in your mind of what you think it should all be looking like is the source of so much pain. So with these expectations that we have on ourselves, that is what causes us to beat ourselves up so much. It is that expectation of what we should be doing when we are not therefore in the moment at all. We're not in the moment with our family, we're not in the moment with ourselves, and we're certainly not being kind to ourselves. And no one is being looked after when that happens. So what I wanted to talk about was these expectations that we have on ourselves and where they are coming from. Because that is a really important part of releasing those expectations and starting to be kinder to yourself, is understanding where that expectation has come from. So many of us come to motherhood, to life, really, with a belief in our mind of what it should look like or what we should look like. I often think it's almost like an old-fashioned projector movie, you know, almost like the black and white flickering movies in our minds of what it should all look like. What we should be wearing, what we should be saying, what we should be eating, what we should be doing, how we should be behaving, everything. And that movie runs consistently in our mind. All day, every day, is this constant stream of images of what we think it should be. And when, of course, we don't live up to that expectation, which of course we won't, because it is an unrealistic dream, it is an unrealistic movie, then that inner mean mama voice that voice that is the critical voice, the ego, the negative, jumps in and uses that as evidence to put ourselves down. See, you didn't do it right. See, you're a terrible mother. See, you can never stick to anything. So when we think about it like that, and if we can change that movie projection inside our mind, then we can stop the beating ourselves up about it. That movie projection has often come from all different sources. Perhaps it's from your mother. Perhaps it's been created by you so you don't turn out like your mother. Perhaps it's from social media, from books that you've read. A lot of people, a lot of beautiful, caring mothers read parenting books of a style of parenting that they believe is the best for their parent, for their children, and set these very, very high expectations on themselves to be that perfect mother that they've read about all of the time. That movie in their head is very perfect. And when they can't be like that, they just crumble. So we have to get really clear on what we're telling ourselves we think our life should look like. And where did that come from? We have to release the old beliefs. We have to get clear on what it is that we're telling ourselves so we can finally rewrite it. Because we can rewrite our own story. We can create our own movie in our mind. The law of attraction says that everything is created twice. First in our minds and then in our reality. So let's recreate, let's rewrite, let's redo the thoughts in our mind. Let's create a new reality. We are in charge of who we are. And if you have high expectations or images in your mind, it's time to rewrite them. So how do we do that? One of the best ways I know to do this is to take yourself on a little date. This type of work, this type of reflection cannot be done in between toddler sleeps and folding washing. It can't be done on the way to school drop-off or at 9:30 at night after you finish scrolling through Facebook. This is something that has to be honored and given its due attention. So I think one of the best ways to do that is to find an hour, get someone to look after their kids for an hour and take yourself off into a beautiful place, somewhere that inspires you and makes you feel alive, perhaps somewhere you used to go to when pre-children you were fabulous and free, the beach, the cafe, wherever. And start to connect to the story that you're telling yourself about you as a mother and as a wife, a sister and a friend. And find out where that story's come from. I know for me, I had a very high expectation of myself to be Superwoman. I had an image in my mind that I'd carried with me since my late teens that success meant juggling an international career with children and the nanny and flights and rushing around with shoulder pads on and always busy and successful and accolades coming from everywhere. And it has taken me 20 years to realize that that image and that expectation that I had on myself was not my true self. That came from the social conditioning of the time, the role models that we were all given growing up in that generation. We were told we could do and be everything, have it all. And that's what I believed I needed. But I turned that into a superwoman status. It meant that I wasn't successful or happy unless I was really busy multitasking. But over the last few months, since I've started to really dive into who I really am beyond those expectations and old belief patterns, I've realized that the underneath that, there is a woman who is a lot more soft and really enjoys quiet space and is an avid student and wants to learn and grow and develop every day. and I want to write, and I want to have a slower pace, and I want to connect to the divine and be a much more deeply satisfied woman than I was. And I realized that that is who I was way back before all those expectations were put on me. I was a much more introverted type of person. I loved reading and writing and learning, and I was happier in smaller groups, and I really loved movement and dance and yoga, all of those things that have now come back into my life. But it has taken me a lot of time and energy and effort to release that expectation that unless I was juggling a million things, then I was successful. So to release the expectations of ourselves, we have to know where they've come from. We also have to ask ourselves, what is our highest values? What is our real priority? If you ask yourself, what is my priority for my family? What is it that I really want for my family? And if you come up with words like joy and laughter and unconditional love, and for your home to just be the safe haven that they will come to their whole lives, then is your perfect expectation that the house will always look spotless and the clothes will always be ironed really serving you or your family? Is your priority when you think about the type of mother that you'd like to be? Do you think of a family dinner table where everyone is just laughing and sharing stories and nobody wants to leave, and when you just go and on, everybody talking? Then perhaps the die-hard focus on the perfect meal and sticking to bedtime routines is not serving you. What are the expectations you're putting on yourself, and are they even in alignment with your priorities? Ask yourself, what type of mother, woman, wife do you want to be? And honor that every day. If one of your highest priorities is to be healthy at 40 and 50 and 60, to feel strong in your body and have vitality and energy, so no matter what, when your grandchildren eventually come, you will be so healthy and alive, then you need to start prioritizing the gym or going for a run or your health. Expectations come from unconscious living. We carry them with us like baggage. We don't even know they're attached to us. But when we have that date with ourselves, when we can sit down with a journal and a piece of paper and a pen and say, what is it that I really want out of this life? What is it? Then suddenly we become conscious and we can see all the things that are no longer serving us. We can see that those expectations we have on ourselves to be perfect all of the time, we can just let them go. But this is not something we can do, as I said, in between everything else. You have to prioritize this by making a date with yourself. And when you do tune into those thoughts, and when you do realize that you've been carrying expectations and fantasies that no longer serve you and perhaps came from unconscious ways, please be kind to yourself. I remember when I first tuned into the way I was talking to myself, I was so appalled at how mean I was. I couldn't believe how negative that voice was all of the time. What's the point? I can't do this. I'm so bad. All of those things. And then, of course, when I became aware of it, the first thing I did was beat myself up about how much I beat myself up about. You have to start with kindness. Self-compassion is 100% the starting point for this journey. So when you sit down and realize all of these things you're telling yourself and how hard you are on yourself, please be kind and know that when you know better, you do better. and that it can change now. Those beliefs and those patterns that you might be perpetuating from your own family end with you if you choose. You can do it differently. You can mother differently. You can live differently. But it's a conscious decision every day. What are my highest values? What is important to me? And what story am I telling myself? Rewrite that movie in your mind. Recreate a new projector of what you want your life to look like, and then set expectations around that. It is my greatest desire to live a conscious life. I do not want to live an unconscious life where I am not stopping and pausing and reflecting and asking what is more important here. What am I doing? Is this working? Is this serving me? And when we do that, we can let go of all those expectations. So to finish, as always with this podcast that I do just with myself, I'll finish with these two questions, which I hope really wraps this up and sums it all up for you in a way that doesn't feel overwhelming, but instead feels inspiring for you to put down this podcast and try and find an hour to yourself where you can really get clear on what's important and what you want to bring into your life. So what do I know for sure with this topic? I know for sure that if we are not conscious of the thoughts that we choose, the beliefs that we have, and that projector movie we have in our mind, we will spend our days beating ourselves up. That the key to changing that internal dialogue of negativity and those unrealistic expectations is to rewrite them, is to get clearer on what it is you want in your life rather than just unconsciously bumbling through. So I know for sure that a conscious life is a kind one. And if I could go back and tell myself one thing about this, if I could go back to that time where I was beating myself up so much and setting such unrealistic expectations, I would say, you will learn that these external validations of what is important are not what is important. You will learn, you will see that your true priorities are totally different. And when you remember who you really are, then your real value and your real priorities will come through. I don't think I'd tell myself how to change it, because I do feel like everything that I've had to learn has led me to this point. I had to try and be Superwoman for so long, to the point where my body nearly broke and my little boy was in danger, for me to finally get this lesson. So I would just say to myself all that time ago, you will learn that to focus on what's really of value to you, you will learn how to do that. I hope that helps, beautiful mamas. Please email me with any questions for this podcast. I absolutely love doing this, and it's such a better way and a more connected way to speak directly to you. So if you have any questions that you'd like me to talk about or find out about, please email me. Much love, Satnam.
Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to this podcast and also pop on over to see the latest issue of the Happy Mama magazine at www.happymama.com.au.